Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Oh, yeah, time for another team profile and projection. We are doing the San Francisco Giants. Jake, hit me with the Spanish.
Los Híbrido Gigantes.
That's who we're doing. This is Talking Baseball, brought to you by DraftKings. My name's Jimmy, his name's Jake, his name is Trevor, his name is BBD. The San Francisco Giants surprised a couple people last year, better than people thought they were going to be. They surprised a couple people after the season ended by extending the qualifying offer to Gausman, who accepted it. What other moves were made, Jake?
James, your San Francisco Giants, they lost some throwers, man. Drew Smyly got that early contract from the Braves. He had some sneaky stats last year. Tony Watson, been doing it for a while. Tyler Anderson, he had that one day. That's all you need in baseball sometimes. Couple other pitchers. Trevor Cahill, still unsigned. Maybe he returns. Who they added? Tommy La Stella, the infielder, should be playing some hot corner for them this year. Maybe platooning with Trevs Longoria. Jake McGee, Alex Wood, Anthony DeSclafani. We're bringing some paisans to the team. Aaron Sanchez. John Brebbia should join them midseason from St. Louis. He's a sneaky little reliever. Couple other bodies, but I don't know. It's kind of the Giants story that I think you're going to hear this episode. A lot of and a lot of Trev?
Yeah? We got the Fangraphs projected lineup. This one's pretty much set, I'd have to believe here. Catching, obviously, we got our guy Buster Posey back. See if he can regain the form. Love Buster, one of the all-time greats at that position. First base, Brandon Belt, had an excellent season in 2020. Second base, Donnie Barrels, man. Donovan Solano, 2 years in a row hitting over 325 after kind of being a pedestrian-type hitter. Comes to the Giants, figures something out, and now he's at second base for them. Shortstop, Brandon Crawford. He's a stud. We don't have to talk about him too much. You know what you get with him. Third base, new acquisition, Tommy La Stella. Kind of the baseball nerd's favorite player. He'll be doing it at third with Geets, my guy Longoria. I think Longo's going to get a lot of action there as well, so we'll see how they handle that. Left field, Alex Dickerson. Center field, Mauricio Dubon. And then right field, Yaz. Kind of came out of nowhere. Now people are talking about he's one of the best outfielders in the game. Jim, what's up with the rotation?
The rotation is a bunch of guys they got via free agency, which is interesting. First time I looked at a projected starting five, and no draft picks, no amateur signing, no trade. Just Kevin Gausman, free agent signing. Cueto, free agent signing. Anthony DeSclafani, free agent signing. Alex Wood, free agent signing. Aaron Sanchez, free agent signing. That's their projected starting rotation. The bullpen, you got Reyes Moranto. Who's that, Jake?
Reyes Moranta? Moranta. There you go. Yeah. I mean, he's a guy that's been twirling it for a little bit now. He'll be down there. He'll get you some outs.
Jake McGee, Tyler Rogers, Matt Whistler, Trevor Gott, one of the many Trevors in MLB right now. I don't know what to make of this Giants squad. They confuse me, and I don't know their strategy, and I don't know the front office's desired outcome of this season. And Jake, I'd like you to fill me in.
John, so these Giants have a couple funky things working for them. They've been in this weird middler area for a couple years now. 2019, we were cheering them on. We were happy. They had that crazy month.
Let's go, Giants.
They got hot, and we said, yeah, Giants, go get it. Didn't do anything for them. Last year, the weird season, a bit of the same. They are the only team, I want to say this is a fun fact I stole from the MLB Network, with seven returning starters who had an OPS plus above 100. So they've got some guys that hit it around. It's just guys you're not that familiar with. I mean, Yaz has been killing it over there. Alex Dickerson, Brandon Belt, that guy's been around for a long time, and he's had some ups and he's had some downs. Brandon Crawford, his last, what should maybe will be his last year as a Giant. So up and down this lineup, you got some guys. Mauricio Dubon.
Oh.
In center field, did it for them last year. So I think the Giants like their team. I think this is a dumb statement. I think the Giants like their team more than any other team would like the Giants. But I don't know, man. It just, they feel like they're one of the middle teams that we have so many teams in baseball that are either just tanking it, throwing it in, and we have a lot of teams going for it. The Giants are one of these weird teams in the middle where it's like, okay, you signed Alex Wood. Gausman, you gave the qualifying offer to. What's kind of going on?
Can I tell you the most interesting thing, doing our little quick rounds of research here about this team, Trev? Guess how many players they have on the books in 2022?
Not a lot. I know a lot of the older guys are coming off.
They have three penciled in on the books for 2022. Three guys. In 2023, one guy. That's the craziest I've seen. I mean, there's a lot of money coming off the books after this year.
Yeah.
So
what does that mean?
That means that
they can go spend.
They can go spend a lot. And they, knowing that they can go spend a lot, they can go trade a lot. If Cueto is worth anyone to anyone at the deadline, they can trade him. If Gausman is worth anyone to anyone, Posey, probably not going to move him. But like Belt, Crawford, and a lot of these guys won't play well enough to be wanted by other teams. But I do think that Giants are in the NL West. We all agree there's no way they're coming in first or second in the NL West.
No.
They're probably not going to be in a wild card race after a full 162. I think we could all say that. Maybe if that second wild card gets... Are they doing...
If those Rocks and D-backs stink and they change the playoff format, maybe.
Yeah, but... So I think, you know, eye on the prize is if they can flip some of these guys for MLB-ready prospects or year or two out, then they have so much money to spend. There's a team that spends money.
Yeah,
I think you're looking at the end, like the official end of the era for a lot of these. This is like the 2015 Jeter season.
Oh, I think this era is already over.
But so was the Jeter era in 2015. But fans were still coming in rooting like to see Posey and to see Crawford and to see Belt.
Brandon Belt. This is going to be his 11th season with the Giants. Yeah. Oh, like yeah, there's still a lot of fond memories when Giants fans turn on the TV.
Yeah.
But it's what does it mean on the field? And right now, I think
when was the last one? 2014, last championship for them. Was it 10, 12, 14?
14. The last time that they had a record over 500 was 2016.
This team is very similar to me to where the Red Sox are at. You know, I look at this lineup and I don't know. I like the Red Sox rotation a little bit better than what we're seeing here. But, you know, I like the additions that they've made. And, yeah, Jake, like you're saying, there are teams that are tanking and the teams that are absolutely going all in. And where are the Giants? They're somewhere in between that. But they have made really good moves and they have some prospects ready to come up. Buster, you know, how old is Buster Posey? He's on the tail end of his career as a catcher. You know, it's just kind of how it is.
They got a young guy named
Joey Bart coming up, take his place. They also signed Kurt Casale. Mm-hmm. You know, he's a decent backup catcher, a former teammate of mine.
Joey Bart's such a great name.
Tell us something about Kurt Casale we don't know. What kind of guy is he?
One of the nicest guys.
Nice guy. Man. I like that.
And he was like Bauer's like personal catcher last year, and maybe it was a Giants like effort to get Bauer to come there, maybe signing Kurt. But he on his own, he's turned himself into a good player. I love Kurt. Can't say enough good things about him. But I really do like this lineup, and it's just unfortunate that they're in the NL West. Like you put this team in NL Central, where are they? You could say they're two.
They're in the mix. I think you're saying
they're in the mix, right?
Just like every Central team.
Yeah, I mean, everyone besides the Pirates.
We'd be like saying it's slop. I mean, there's so many weird things on this. Donovan Solano, who had a kind of a subpar MLB career up until 2019, has now 2 years with a positive, an OPS plus over 100. He won the Silver Slugger last year playing 54 games. So, you know, honestly, that probably ends up being a weird asterisk. Hey, I hope 33-year-old Donovan Solano figured it out and Donnie Barrels is raking it all over the field. I don't know, man. I like your Red Sox comparison, Trev. The only thing I'd say is that the Red Sox have more high-end guys like Devers or Bogarts. Like, those guys can put in a full year for you and end up in some high MVP votes. I don't really see that on this team with these guys right now. Is it
what
a watch?
Mean? They had great years last year. A lot of these guys, there was Brandon Belt had an on-base percentage of, 420 or something last year? Something ridiculous?
Blaze it, baby. But I don't know. I mean, end of the day, what does that get them? And, you know, Johnny Cueto's money coming off soon. Longo's money coming off soon. Crawford's money coming off soon. I think we're still in tryouts. They changed the front office there. They brought in our guy we haven't even mentioned yet, Gabe Kapler. You're in Jom's guy. So I don't know. I think we're still in the pivot years for this franchise. And you should operate differently knowing the two beasts that are currently in your division.
I think they're doing great. And you know what Giants fans can be excited about?
What's that?
I think they've developed a very good player development system there and a good big league coaching staff. And I'm checking these guys out. Clearly, they've figured something out with guys like Donnie Batts and Yaz. You know, they get up and all of a sudden these guys are like all-world players. So you have to give some... I mean, Donnie Ecker... Haven't heard of him, but you better start talking about this guy.
I think we need
Justin Vielli. These are their two hitting coaches who have something going on. There's something in the waters there. And is that something to do with Brandon Belt and Posey and all these guys, you know, also helping out? Maybe. But we can't, you know, dismiss the fact that they've developed some players who maybe were lost in the shuffle and turned them into a fucking Silver Slugger, dude. And Yaz was getting MVP votes last year. So they're doing something right. They also have Alyssa Naik in there. Gabe knows how he knows talent when he sees it.
Trev,
it was just very
bad timing.
Unfortunate timing. Jake was sticking his tongue out and waving it like a lunatic.
I was bored of what you were saying, and then I was just my tongue was out.
Oh, when
and
I
then you mentioned
yeah,
it you was before what, you mentioned Alyssa. Anyway,
we will check the tape.
Gabe has put together an excellent coaching staff that also.
Oh
also,
my God,
now
we're
has.
Over the coaching staff, dude. Nobody cares.
Let me mention one more guy.
You're normally the guy that's so mean to the coaches, and now we're doing
JP
a deep
Martinez,
dive.
Former roommate of mine back in the day, is now the assistant pitching coach there. Shout out JP Martinez. Player development is huge. I don't care. You guys can laugh at me and go like this with your face all you want. Player development is what wins you championships, and they're trying to get that started here, and Giants fans should be excited about that.
Fantastic. Don't care. Jim, what you'll get excited about this team, and I'm sorry to some of our Giants fans, this is the year that they unload at the deadline. Unload. Get me Cueto out of town. Get me Gausman out of town. Alex Wood, Descalfani, Aaron Sanchez. That whole starting five could be gone by the trade deadline.
Depends how well they pitch. But they also, Alex Wood's very interesting because he was in the bullpen last year for the Dodgers. He's going to go back to the rotation this year. But team could pick him up and put him in their bullpen. Trev's making faces at you. He's bored of what you're saying.
I'm not talking.
Yeah, bored
you're talking.
Of this. Who cares? Oh, they're going to trade everyone. They got money coming out of the books. Who gives a shit about that? I'm talking about real deal applications here. They're actually developing players. That's important. Not if they're going to ship out money or not. Who cares about that? We're talking to Giants fans right now. Like, get them excited.
Aren't all the people that you developing is not the right word.
What do you mean?
Didn't you bring up guys that aren't even from their farm system?
He was talking coaches.
And came over and flourished.
Oh.
Flourished.
I want to talk about Austin Slater.
Let's do it.
Just one of the cooler names in baseball. If this was the 1990s, like Austin Slater would just be kicking everyone's ass. He'd have an awesome mullet, and he'd wear shirts where his biceps were showing. I don't know anything else about him. It's just one of the most... Like, if this was a young adult novel, Austin Slater would be the bully. So, Mr. Slater, Austin Slater, badass name. That's all I have. Jake, you're up.
I'd want to talk about the development a little bit of Wilmer Flores.
I'm interested in that. Yeah, Wilmer Flores cried when he thought he was getting traded away from the Mets.
I don't know, just kind of this weird, hey, oh my God. Are you looking at it right now? Guess Wilmer Flores' age.
33.
29.
Well, he was with the
Mets
forever.
He's been around.
Yeah.
Wow.
He came up with the Mets as 21.
Wilmer Flores currently listed as a bench piece. I think he's platooning for them a little bit. All he's done is hit the past 2 years, 840 OPS. So, I don't know. That's another trade piece that's been developed.
He did go to the Giants as and then have a really good offensive year, Trev. What do you think that could be attributed to?
No, you guys got it. Go ahead. You don't give a shit what I say. Make faces during it. You guys got it.
Jake made the face.
I made one face, and you were just, you doubled, you went on, you hit two hitting coaches, and that's a lot for me. And I'm sorry.
Because I don't know who is the head. It says hitting coach. I had to mention both of them. Clearly, they're doing something right. And if I can give a little shout out to some of these grinder hitting coaches, I'm going to do it.
Can I tell you something? I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I think you're right.
I've known Jake since we were 14 years old. That was a sincere apology, yeah. Trev. He meant that.
I hope the Giants.
I understand. Look, I'm just trying to. What do the Giants have going for them this year? Not much, man. You're going to finish okay. third in the division.
I can tell you some stuff. They're clearing payroll, and they got a lot of people they can trade.
We're all in the same boat here.
But clearing payroll doesn't mean anything if you can just, first of all, spend money on the right guys, draft the right guys, but you have to be able to develop talent, dude. And like they're putting together a staff that can do it. So if you clear the books and you go get all these new guys and you have shit coaches, you're not going to do anything. I'm just saying. Why are the Dodgers in front of everybody right now? They develop players, they spend money, and they have a smart front office. The Giants can do all of that now.
So how about
you need to be excited about that?
Let's get Tommy La Stella, who's the one kind of hitter they brought in this year. Let's get him hitting. Who he has, like you said,
can't wait.
He's had this weird up and down injuries career, highs and lows. How about he rakes for the Giants, and then we can say the Giants are a hitter's reclamation team?
Yeah, I like that.
Boom.
Maybe.
This is what we do.
They've already done it. We don't have to have Tommy La Stella to tell you that that's what's going on there. They already have other, you know, people that have come over and done it with them.
Some of us here have played. Some of us
I'm
here
getting
are
into
tall.
The analytics of it all. Yaz.
Yaz.
He's one of those guys where his results outperform his expected results a lot. I've never dove into what the analytics community thinks about Yaz, but all of his numbers, like he was expected to have all of his batting averages are better than expected. All of his slugging is better than expected. I wonder what that means.
Good.
Is it real? That's the question.
Break
someone
the
asked.
System.
Don't tell Yelly that. Yelly gets really mad when you talk about expected stats versus real stats.
So do I. I usually hate them. I mean, they're interesting sometimes, but this was the first time where they were jarringly different across the board.
When I look at an overall team and the offense that they put out there, I like to look at on base percentage. That tells me like how professional of a bats you're putting together. And like they've been able to put together, I mean, last year, for instance, they put together excellent OBP across the board, like excellent OBP. So their game plan is on point.
What was their team on base percentage? I'm seeing it as 335. Is that wrong?
I don't have everything. I'm looking at Brandon Belt at 425, Yaz at 400, and Donnie Barrels at 365. Yeah. Alex Dickerson at 371.
That's really good. And the addition with La Stella to that is going to be really nice. It's going to be. Is it like an old school approach they're doing over there? Like pitcher's going to have to, you know, Donnie Barrels hits every kind of pitch. Yaz hits every kind of pitch looking at his numbers. Good. And I think La Stella's the same. So is like the top of the order not going to be boom or bust, three true outcome baseball in San Francisco? Is it going to be fun to watch?
Could be. They got some platoon guys between Longoria, La Stella, Wilmer Flores. I mean, they've got some lefties. They've got some righties. I don't know.
La Stella's the same. 270 for all pitches or higher.
I haven't looked at the over-under yet. I mean, it just feels like a 500 team with not a lot higher potential and not a lot lower potential?
Well, the official DraftKings over-under is listed at 75 and a half. Are you taking higher? I'm going to take lower. Because I do think if they start off and any of those pitchers are having great seasons, they're going to get traded and then the back ends won't be there. If those pitchers are having bad seasons, they're going to stay on the team all year and can probably maybe stay having bad seasons. So I'm going to take the under.
Trev, you got to lean? I'm in a tough spot.
I'm just going through all like the team statistics to see where the Giants rank. And every single one, offensively, they're like top seven.
Yeah.
Except, this is weird to me. I'm sorry. I'm going on a little tangent here. Walks, not even close to the top. But somehow they're on base percentages.
Well, if you're on a team with no chance of the playoffs, why are you going to walk?
They don't walk.
Fifth in batting average last year.
You don't walk off the island, Trev.
Over under, is it 75?
75. I took the under.
Gosh, it's tough.
I'll go over. Say the D-backs rocks big stink.
If they do what you guys are talking, this is...
Yeah.
What's tough about teams like this is if they do what you guys are talking about, they start to sell off people, which...
That's what I said. Yeah. I said if they start off hot, they're just going to sell all the good players. That's why I'm taking the under. Trav, what were you officially?
After my tangent, I got to go over.
Okay. Reclamation, San Francisco.
You and me, Trav.
Going to be hella good.
Reclamation Giants.
So disrespectful.
It was a little bit, but... You went heavy on coaches.
Max's fun stat. First baseman Brandon Belt's 2019 to 2020 batting average increase of 0.075 points, 234 to 309, was the fourth highest batting average increase in all of baseball across the past two seasons, only behind Marcell Ozuna and Jaime Candelario and Jose Iglesias.
Hitting.
That was in the water.
Brandon Belt, nice career.
Yes. Oh, his home run chart, if he actually played at Yankee Stadium, would be wild.
Long neck? Did he have a long neck?
He's got a long neck.
Long neck.
Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.